Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Somebody other than Curry's got to come along for the ride tonight for the Warriors to win this. Bane stops, squeezes in, pass stolen by Curry. Curry takes it down the middle of the floor, stops, and shoots another three. It's good! Straight on! His 11th three of the night. Draymond Green's got the headset on. And Draymond, I know you're getting some love there from Jacob Rubin. First of all, Draymond, you played a lot of great games in the course of your career. Where do you put this one? This was high-level stuff.
Very high level. And you got to play at a high level when you have these moments. You know, Steph Curry came out when we traded for Jimmy, and he said, I just want to play meaningful basketball. This is a meaningful basketball game. And we like to show up in those moments. And so I knew I had to come and have a good game. I wish I would have shot the ball better, but just kept making plays. We kept making plays. Number 30 is a GOAT.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Butler, what he's done with this team, and those two guys, they carried us tonight. Moses Moody was huge. On-ball defense, big shots. Put Edie in the rim with a shoulder. Put him under the rim, finished over him. Everybody stepped up. Guy Santos was huge. Kevon Looney came in and guarded the hell out of Jaren Jackson Jr. And last but not least, our coach and coaching staff. Great game plan. We executed it. It's beautiful to see.
Yeah, it's funny because we've had so many great basketball games in this building tonight. It just felt like one of those playoff games.
It was definitely a playoff game. We knew we needed to win the game. They knew they needed to win the game. It was definitely a playoff atmosphere, playoff intensity. Credit to those guys, man. They were on a back-to-back, and
absolutely,
they played extremely hard the entire game. Got to give that team credit. They fought. It's been rough for them, and they continue to fight. Says a lot about their leadership and with Ja and Jaren, the way they've been leading. Bane, they're growing into leadership roles, and it says a lot about them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to fight through what they've gone through the last week or so and to come out with an effort like this, that's impressive. Let me ask you a little bit about, you know, for your game, where does Jimmy Butler take some of the pressure off you?
When I take some gambles on the defensive end, he's there to cover for me. When he takes some gambles, I cover for him. But most importantly, Jimmy's so good with the basketball, so it allows me to find space. It allows me to be a screener. I don't have to make every play. When Steph's not making a play, Jimmy just and then he's an incredible target. And for a passer like myself who loves to pass the ball, having Megatron out there makes a huge difference. And so he's made the game a lot easier for me.
Megatron, I love that. I'm going to steal that. 13 points tonight, 12 assists, 10 rebounds. But I got to tell you.
Oh! Wow, nice.
Triple-double.
Hold that, T, triple-double. You hold that. Oh, nice.
There you go. Hey, I gotta tell you about one play I love that you did tonight was that they were top-blocking Curry. You were bringing the ball up, and all you did was you dribbled, got in front of Wells, and just handed the ball to Steph. I thought that was genius.
Well, there are guys all the way down the floor, and he's sitting on Steph high side with no vision of the ball, so I knew once I got in front of him, Steph will read it. He couldn't read it, but I knew Steph would read it, and he came flying off, and it's just like a screen. He couldn't get
absolutely
around it, and 30 wide open.
Hey, I always appreciate talking with you. I enjoy it every single time, and great game tonight, Draymond. Great win.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's go back to the West Coast.
Absolutely. Right. Let's get home.
Yes, sir.
All right. Draymond Green, our post-game guest, 134-125. The Warriors get the win, and man, what a game tonight. Post-game show from Memphis, Tennessee. The Warriors with a win tonight, 134-125, but that doesn't even tell you half the story. Golden State getting a 52-point night from Stephen Curry, and just a masterful performance by Curry all night long. Came out, set the tone right away. Warriors put up 45 in the first quarter, but they had to fight back to win the game. Memphis was playing very well tonight. In fact, Steph with a season-high tying 12 three-pointers. It's the most threes made by anybody this year. Warriors win their 42nd clutch game. They're 24-18 now in clutch games. The most 50-point games in Warriors franchise history. Curry now with 15. He passes Rick Barry with that total, but Wilt Chamberlain has 105, so I don't think he's going to catch Wilt. For Steph, it's his first career 50-point, 10-rebound double-double. And Wilt, in all 105 50-point games, had a double-double, so that's going to keep that from happening. Steph with his first. Durant had one. Purvis Short had one. Joe Barry Carroll, Neil Johnston, Antoine Jameson had two, and they were in back-to-back games. If you remember way back when, Rick Barry had four as well. And Draymond with his 33rd career regular season triple-double, second against the Grizzlies. Remember, he had the one here in 2017 where he had a triple-double without having one of the categories be points. So just, again, just an incredible basketball game. But all that said, you know, you had 27 from Jimmy Butler, Draymond the triple-double, and then on the other side of the ledger, 36 points, 6 assists for John Morant, but the Warriors did force him into 6 turnovers, 22 for Jaren Jackson Jr., and then 10 points, 16 rebounds for Zach Edey, and 19 for Desmond Bane, 18 off the bench for Santi Aldama, and the Grizzlies fall to 44-32, but I thought they played well tonight. They did a really nice job fighting back in this game and gave themselves a chance to win. And I think that, you know, when you give up 45 in the first quarter, you still get give yourself a chance to win. That's pretty good. I think they have to be happy with that, and maybe that's something they can build upon in their final few games of the season. They're trying to hang on into the playoff bracket, as are the Warriors, because Minnesota right behind them, and of course the LA Clippers are lurking as well. They're playing really good basketball.